This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
That moment of panic, Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Greetings once again, and thank you for joining us here at Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Bruce G. McCarthy, your host for the remainder of this hour, and you are listening to Datum Line. In our previous Datum Line broadcast, entitled Values Clarification Part 1, we opened this series with a view toward understanding the spiritual foundation of America's unfolding economic annihilation, and why there has been no meaningful cure for a national and worldwide credit epidemic, concerning which virtually no one is willing to face the underlying cause. As with allopathic medicine, we're absolutely fixated on relieving the symptoms so as to painstakingly preserve a systemic disease to which we've grown accustomed. A think tank expert who was interviewed by Diane Reams on NPR many months ago reiterated this allopathic philosophy by acknowledging that while our economic foundation is cracked, the house fire is our first priority. So long as Congress concentrates on trying to put out the fires that arise year after year, who can blame them for ignoring the broken foundation that began so long ago? With the Philadelphia Constitutional Convention of 1787, America's free enterprise economy was established on a firm foundation of lawful money, gold and silver, which responded to natural law and conformed to the law of just weights and measures commanded in the Bible. From 1787 to 1964, however, our monetary system was increasingly assaulted by bank credit, which operates beyond the pale of natural law and the commandments of God. In the early 1800s, there began a proliferation of note-issuing state-chartered banks, followed by legal tender legislation under the Lincoln administration of the 1860s that compelled public acceptance of non-redeemable United States notes. Combined with a few bank panics and other factors, the stage was then set for creating a central bank called the Federal Reserve, which opened in 1914 with a hidden agenda being to confiscate our monetary gold and silver, after which their intangible credit became the solitary foundation of America's socialist, centrally planned and regulated economy for the last 50 years. Credit is what facilitates our cradle-to-grave welfare state, administered by Washington bureaucrats, and is highly endorsed by many Federal Reserve critics who seek only symptomatic relief from an unlawful system to which they have become accustomed. The intrinsic characteristics of a monetary system are uniquely different from those of a credit system, with natural and probable consequences associated with each. A monetary system governed by natural law offers a level of stability that's lacking in a credit system regulated by man-made statutes subject to perpetual revision. Doesn't it seem logical that the consequences experienced under one system would differ from those arising under the other, and that by understanding the law of cause and effect relationships, we could anticipate and maybe predict certain probable outcomes? All that's needed is a proper understanding of human nature, an essential ingredient in our cause and effect scenario. But where do we find an accurate report card on man's character. If it's in our nature to conceal the evil which drives us to pursue an unlawful course of action. Well, the scriptures offer some dependable but unflattering insight from 2,000 years ago and beyond. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse 7, we read, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." If, as the book says, there's a law of cause and effect relationships, wouldn't it seem reasonable that it applies equally to a group of men, even to an entire nation? All we need is the patience of Job and the wisdom of Solomon to see the fulfillment of this principle and prophecy. As a little lady from the old country used to say, you makes your choice and you pays your price, similar to what the Apostle Paul said in Galatians 6:7. Now, he didn't invent the idea, but was restating what King Solomon had written about 1,000 years before that, when he said, "For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." That found in Ecclesiastes 12:14. So said his father, David, King David, a few years earlier in Psalm 62, verse 12, when he said, "Unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work." Now go back another 450 years beyond that, and we find Moses writing out the law of God in Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, which judged us according to the same principles. And that was about 3,500 years ago. Thus, the Apostle John concluded the Revelation letter at chapter 22, and at verse 12 specifically, with the same consistent assurance, saying, "And behold, I," this being the Lord Jesus Christ, "come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be." Now, being the most highly intelligent creatures on earth, one might assume that our individual and national decisions are predicated on reasonable understanding and sound legal principles. But this would be a faulty assumption. We have the uncanny ability to do the absurd and the unthinkable. While honest introspection can reveal our motives, it's much easier to build a shell around those unpleasant thoughts than to face them. Salespeople trained in human psychology can exploit our emotional desires, which often run counter to our latent moral sensibilities. Perhaps we'd like to project a favorable image with just the right clothing, a flashy automobile, or an extravagant house we can't afford. You see, self-centered materialists are not anxious to be confronted by morally sound reasoning. And the religion of secular humanism is all about satisfying the Holy Trinity within each of us, me, myself, and I. In today's message, we'll again explore the spiritual side of man and how our behavior parallels whichever religious philosophy we adopt to justify the lifestyle of our choosing, be it monastic self-denial at one extreme or wanton sensual gratification at the other. Those who are inclined to follow a more temperate lifestyle will demonstrate a different set of spiritual values than a jet-setting hedonist who gets a rush when swiping his debit card at a world-class restaurant or resort. Such a lifestyle is locked into credit as the grand facilitator of instant gratification. Without a change of heart, the card swiper is not inclined to separate from an unlawful system that feeds his self-image, that was created by New York City mind control advertising. One of the qualities I noticed about our founding fathers was their understanding of human nature, perhaps summarized best in the Declaration of Independence as it relates to our message. Thomas Jefferson, the author, had a unique ability to correlate man's spiritual condition with the political and economic world around him, and to do so in very few words. He said, "Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed." Well, what is the source of this predisposition that has most of society ignoring and even enduring the cruelties of a tyrannical state, while a few idealists occasionally sever the ties to its injustices, even when the odds don't favor success? Well, Jefferson must have marveled at these traits, many that he saw in others, and some which he recognized and wrestled within himself. These are questions of life about which the Bible has much to offer for those who can accept what it has to say. Our message today will be entitled Values Clarification, and this will be part two. Our purpose will be to define what we mean by values, to determine their source, to highlight a few specific areas where America's socio-political and economic values have changed considerably from those of our forefathers, and to show that these changes are rooted in religion. I'm Bruce G. McCarthy, and you are listening to Datum Line.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Welcome back to this segment of Datum Line. Today's message, Values Clarification, Part 2. I'm Bruce G. McCarthy, and as I mentioned on the other side of our first break, our purpose will be to define what we mean by values and determine their source. We're going to highlight how some areas have changed where America's values are different now compared to what they were when our forefathers first wrote the documents like the Constitution and Declaration of Independence and Northwest Ordinance and such things. But I also mentioned that I'm going to try to show that these changes are rooted in religion. So before we head out the door and leave some of our listeners in a state of anxiety or confusion, let's first define the word religion as I'm going to use it in this message. by calling upon its Latin derivation. Because the word religion comes from the Latin word religio, or from the word religo, which means to bind anew. Re plus ligo. Re is anew, or again, and ligo is to bind. Now, this isn't very far removed from the subject of law. Whatever is bound in the mind as your governing or restraining principles of life is demonstrative of the religion to which you subscribe. Now, this view of religion differs somewhat from the 1828 American Dictionary of the English Language, which requires a supernatural God who reveals his will to man, quoting a few words from Webster, quote, "for the practice of moral duties without a belief in a divine lawgiver or without reference to his will or commands is not religion," end quote. However, I'm expanding Noah Webster's definition to include an earthly lawgiver, whether it be yourself or the state, neither of which are divine or supernatural, but nevertheless exercise the power to make law, be it good or evil. Religion has a way of asking us to believe some things we can't prove, no matter which religion we choose. And these beliefs have an impact on our values. Atheists, for example, believe there is no God, but they can't prove it. However, no God means they, the atheists, get to fill the void as lawgiver to decide right and wrong. They also say we evolved from a rock, an ape, or a tomato, but they can't prove that one either. Likewise, the Bible expects us to accept its principles and declarations on faith, such as, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Well, obviously, heaven and earth do exist, but since we weren't here in the beginning, Christians accept the idea of a beginning, and that God somehow had something to do with it. If we accept the idea of God's creation, then it follows that we also accept the moral values of our Creator, who has power and seniority over all of the rest of us. Excuse me. Since this is part of a larger economic overview in our series, we find relevance to both an objective and subjective application for the word value, because the word value is in the title of our message, Values Clarification. And just as a review, the objective or intrinsic value of gold or silver comes to mind and simply means the inherent characteristics, which are measurable and definitive, being the same to everyone, everywhere, and at all times. On the other hand, subjective value expresses the desirability of something and varies from time to time, person to person, and place to place. What we consider valuable tells others around us about the kind of religion to which we subscribe, how we spend our time, what goods and services we desire and acquire in the marketplace, and what we talk about. Each has a bearing on our spiritual values and shows the world of what we're made. What we talk about provides an X-ray image as to what resides in our mind and how much or how little we care about the issues of life and whether we're part of the solution or still part of the problem. In Matthew chapter 12, verse 34, Jesus said, "Out of the abundance of the heart," that's the mind, "the mouth speaketh." Now, these sound like the words of King Solomon from about 1,000 years before that, when he said, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he," from Proverbs 23, verse 7. What we think about often has a bearing on what we talk about most, determines what we value greatly, and testifies against us when compared to the ultimate yardstick of human character. Because in Luke chapter 16, verse 15, the Bible says, "For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God." Well, that doesn't sound good, does it? But how can it be known what we highly esteem, perhaps even more highly than anything else? By the amount of time, labor, and resources we spend to get it, the frequency with which we write or speak of it in reference to everything else we write or talk about. So according to this admittedly crude set of guidelines, and there's another set of guidelines, by the way, and that's risk and desire, apart from time, labor, and resources necessarily. Anyway, according to this set of guidelines that I've selected,
Is there any universal something that we Americans esteem more highly than anything else? I venture to say money, a word incorrectly applied here to its modern-day substitute, credit. You see, there are books, videos, magazines, newsletters, and seminars devoted to teaching us how to make more money, or at least to lose less of it. And from the laborer who earns those dollars of credit, we get an idea as to how much psychological pull they exert by tallying the cost to get them. It starts early with an alarm clock and a hasty breakfast, then a stressful drive to work in a car acquired for that purpose. Add the cost of fuel, maintenance, depreciation, insurance, car payments, excise taxes, registration fee, and maybe an occasional speeding ticket, a possible accident on the way, or a frightening near miss, the time and energy consumed at the workplace, local, state, and federal taxes deducted from earnings, with a further loss due to inflation on the balance after taxes. Nearly one-third of one's productive life is spent working for raw numbers, not for gold and silver, just raw numbers that were created by a bank somewhere, and for someone else. And then there's another third of an entire lifetime that's given over to sleep, and that's something that we do on our time. Does this sound like a recipe for success? The most vivid contrast to America's modern lifestyle and economic values confronted me years ago in a history book that was written in 1884, and it related to life in the year 1787, the same year that our Constitution was written, a time when there were virtually no banks, no banknotes, no bank debt, and no bankruptcies. There was no income tax, no inflation, no welfare state, no runaway bureaucracy, and not even any corporate monopolies. Almost sounds like a recipe for freedom, doesn't it? Here's what that old book has to say. Quote, in a paper called Cause of and Cure for Hard Times, published in 1787, an honest old farmer was made to say, at this time my farm gave me and my whole family a good living, and left me one year with another 150 silver dollars, for I never spent more than $10 a year, which was for salt, nails, and the like. Nothing to wear, eat, or drink was purchased, as my farm provided all, end quote. History of the People of the United States, Volume 1, John B. McMaster, page 19, published 1884. If the old farmer saved $150 of silver per year after spending only $10 of silver per year, then his annual earnings totaled $160. Who do you know that can save 94% of what he earns and is free from any loss due to inflation? The blessings of a stable economy based on monetary gold and silver are so inconceivable to welfare-dependent Americans that they're disposed to suffer under a credit system while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. You're listening to Datumline. I'm Bruce G. McCarthy. Today's message, Values Clarification, Part 2.
Important is the air you breathe. Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Welcome back to this half of this installment of Datum Line. Today's message, Values Clarification, Part 2. You know, I'm not an abolitionist or a revolutionary in the militaristic sense, but I certainly do believe in free choice, which includes the right and the duty to repent of any participation in evil. And you may have noticed, however, that most of the solutions proposed by economic reformers require legislative action. Congress, you see, to free us from the bondage to which we became voluntary parties according to our signature. You'd think that once we came to a knowledge of the truth about the unlawful nature of, let's say, our national credit system, that we might want to stop participating in the evil as a knowing, willing accomplice. While this is easier said than done, there is at least a lawful basis for living consistently with our long-held or newly acquired religious convictions or spiritual moral values. We've quoted many times from Amos chapter 3 and verse 3 because it says it so succinctly. Can two walk together except they be agreed? This tells us a lot about the power of contract. You see, your courtroom adversary can't wait to prove any inconsistency between what you say and what you do. If you declare that wages are not income for the purpose of an income tax, for example, be aware that the U.S. attorney will present every possible exhibit that shows your binding signature on documents such as credit applications, where you declared under penalty of perjury that your wages are income.
Now, the Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16, that ye shall know them by their fruits. So, by your own fruits are you known of others. The purpose of a courtroom trial is to pierce the veil, thereby learning who you are and what your motives are. There's a maxim of law that says the agreement of the parties makes the law of the contract. This is one of several ancient legal maxims which explain the insidious nature of modern-day slavery. As it says in Romans 6:16, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. Was Paul right or wrong? Now Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 16, behold, I, Jesus, send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Well, who was he sending out amidst the wolves? Well, his disciples. The world of predator and prey hasn't changed any, because the nature of man hasn't changed, which is why the wisdom of Scripture is timeless. The wolves are still out there. And one way the sheep are taken captive is by their ready signature on legal documents that create a contractual bond of law to the terms and conditions they often do not understand. Now, the Bible says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Truth has a way of renewing our mind and recalibrating our values. And it can do that by exposing the predatory nature of sinful man, who, as wolves like Ahab and Jezebel, exploit the power of public office to pursue tyrannical ends. As our values conform more to God's righteous standards, we become less entangled with that world and its ravenous wolves. Now, in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, we read these words, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Well, the mind of Christ was not and is not at odds with the commandments of God, which are the standard of values for right and wrong human conduct. However, we don't use those standards anymore in America. In Mark chapter 1, verse 14, Jesus Christ preached the gospel of the kingdom of God, which today would be considered a political activity, prohibited to a tax-exempt religious corporation operating under Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code, but not to the church established by the Lord Jesus Christ. See, Christ apparently was a dissident of some sort, but he hadn't entered into a contract that would prohibit him from preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. A kingdom is government. According to the American Dictionary of the English Language by Noah Webster, published in 1828, the word kingdom is made up of two words, the word king and the word dom, where we get the word domain, I guess, or dominion, which was meaning basically a jurisdiction. If you look up the word jurisdiction in Webster's, it comes from the Latin jurisdictio. Now, that's made up of two words, jus or juris, which means law, and the word dictio, which means to pronounce. So jurisdiction is the pronouncing or pronouncement of the law. Now, it was foretold by the prophet Isaiah that Jesus would somehow create a righteous system of government or political economy, which would presuppose a population subject thereto, wouldn't it? In Isaiah, for example, chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, we read, for unto us, now that us happens to be Israel, so that might be important to find out who those people are. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. That's Isaiah 9, 6, and 7. So you see, there's a strong political undercurrent in that message, which is ignored by modern theology, on the belief or the assumption that Christianity has nothing to do with the political world. But politics is the administration of a nation's predominant standard of moral values. Furthermore, there can be no government, no throne, no kingdom, no judgment or justice without law and a lawgiver. This might explain why the Irish playwright George Bernard Shaw, an ardent socialist, was said to have labeled the Bible as, quote, the most dangerous book on earth. You know, its closest competitor for total sales worldwide is the Communist Manifesto. In Isaiah chapter 33 and verse 22, we read, "For the Lord is our judge, the Lord is our lawgiver, the Lord is our king. He will save us." Now, these sentiments won't go over well with the lawmakers on Capitol Hill, the godmen in Brussels, London, or in Tel Aviv. Nor were they nullified by Christ's atonement at Calvary. For we read in James chapter 4 and verse 12, "There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy." That sort of sums up what it said in Isaiah 33:22. "For the Lord is our lawgiver. He will save us." James says, "There is one lawgiver who is able to save and to destroy." A lawful economic system is essential to a just government, and the Bible provides the foundation for both. But are we willing to adopt its standards or values for right and wrong, when even America's theologians are at odds with those values? We can't even hope for a grassroots movement to support economic repentance until the evils of our present credit system are widely understood, which I guess is the purpose for our broadcast. And hopefully, for those of you who find these broadcasts of interest, you're passing along some of the subject matter to other people. Hope you can convert some of those poor populace out there. Okay? But a remnant is not dependent upon the masses to effect their own repentance and thus set the example for others to consider and possibly follow. Truth is empowering, so we're told, but only if we make the effort to apply it, and to apply it lawfully and sensibly. No point in making unnecessary enemies when the road to repentance is marked by numerous difficulties already. And a good shepherd does not demand weak and defenseless sheep to behave like predators or like fools. Remember, Jesus said in Matthew 10:16, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves." Therefore, he gives this advice: "Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Wolves eat sheep. So keep that in mind if you'd like to offer yourself as a living sacrifice for the work ahead. Well, here's another break. I'm Bruce G. McCarthy. This is Datum Line, today's message, Values Clarification, Part 2.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush alleges the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
Oh, welcome back to this final segment of this installment of Datum Line Values Clarification Part 2. You know, when a man's ways, in fact, I'm going to back up. You know, we're talking about some sage advice that the Bible has to offer in these troublesome times. Now, the Apostle Paul mentions in Romans chapter 12 and verse 18 that if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Now, that's good advice. I mean, why agitate people who may take pleasure in authoritative outbursts and have a short fuse to boot? The Bible says that when a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him. That says Solomon in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 7. Now this offers a glimmer of hope, but I think there are a lot of people who are bucking and kicking against the system, and the enemy is not at peace with them. Now in order to have that kind of peace, you're going to need some wisdom. And where do you get that? Well, most people think that wisdom is inside you already. The Bible disagrees with that. The Bible says that the source of wisdom is God. In fact, in James chapter 1 and verse 5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That's how you get it. You have to ask. Because God giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now you have to ask with the right attitude. But that's a promise, that if you ask God for wisdom, he will grant you wisdom. And if there's anything that you need in this day and age, it's wisdom. Because that's what's going to deliver you. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12, we read, "There is a way which seems right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death." Consider some of the more obvious ways of man regarding death, such as drug addiction and the value that drug users place on such things as cocaine and heroin, both of which are highly esteemed by the user who may resort to violence in order to feed his addiction that can lead to his own death. There are other ways of death. One sign of cultural suicide is seen in America's addiction to litigation and dependence on legal gladiators. What is an attorney worth in a country that has only 5% of the world's population and 67% of the world's lawyers? Count the yellow pages in a city near you and see how many law firms are supported and thriving on America's social unrest and our immoral behavior. 10 years ago, when I last looked, the Cleveland phone book had at least 40 pages listing law firms. You'd think that litigation was a popular sport for which attorneys are well compensated. But of what value is a lawyer to a Christian, and what would be their pay scale in the kingdom or government of God? Well, we get a clue when we read Luke chapter 11, in verse 46, where Jesus said, "Woe unto you also, ye lawyers, for ye laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, and ye lift not one finger to remove them." You know, Congress is filled with lawyers, and they laid men with burdens grievous to be borne, but they lift not one finger to remove them. Freedom, you might say, is the absence of legislation. If Congress wanted us to be free, they might start repealing legislation instead of adding more. Jesus went on to say in Luke chapter 11, verse 52, concerning lawyers, "Woe unto you lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge. Ye entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in ye hindered." Now, what on earth did he mean by that? Well, prior to 1850 or thereabouts, it was common practice here in America to require college or university law students to undergo a study of theology. Why? Because the Word of God supplied the foundation for Anglo-American jurisprudence, both substantive law and adjective law. Substantive law is the issue that you take to the bar. The adjective law is your procedural law, and the Bible talks about both. Sir William Blackstone, one of England's most respected jurists, who had quite an influence over America's forefathers, had no reservations about this view, saying, quote, "No human laws are of any validity if contrary to his," and his was God's. That taken from Cooley's Blackstone, Volume 1, page 40, also published in 1884. That was a good year. How do America's values compare today to the values we had back in the late 1700s, for example? And do they parallel a shift in our prevailing religion? Well, turning to Forbes' list of top-ranking actors for the year 2013, first place went to Robert Downey Jr., who played in The Avengers, the third highest-grossing movie of all times. That was $75 million for him. In second place was Channing Tatum at $60 million. Third place went to Hugh Jackman. You know that name probably. He starred in Les Miserables. That was Victor Hugo's work. And I'm talking about the Steven Spielberg version that's recently been produced. What did he make? Well, it was $55 million. Just the kind of pay scale you'd expect for someone like Moses, who delivered the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage, right? Back in September of 1990, that was over 13 years ago, USA Today ran an article on baseball cards. That was the weekend edition for September 14th through 16th. They'd make a great replacement for Federal Reserve notes, don't you know? A Mickey Mantle rookie baseball card from 1952 fetched $7,500 13 years ago. On a weight basis, pound for pound, gold was worth far less than a 1952 Mickey Mantle baseball card. That reveals a lot about America compared to the America of our forefathers. On Forbes' list of highest-paid athletes for 2013, number one went to Tiger Woods. Well, the kingdom of God needs good golfers, I suppose. And that was at $78 million. That was as of June. And his winnings were $13 million, but the other $65 million came from endorsements. You know, his signature on sports clothing and equipment. Golf and signature products offer very little hope, however, for turning our people back to the truth. But this is where America focuses its attention and places its values. Roger Federer received $71.5 million for playing tennis, while America continues to stagger under the weight of bankruptcy, inflation, taxation, federal regulations, deindustrialization, foreclosure, and, of course, moral suicide. Baseball star Kobe Bryant was number three at $61.9 million. Kind of makes you want to run right out and preach a good sermon on the street corner, doesn't it? Heck, everybody would love it. They'd love you for it. And you'd be paid a handsome fortune in the process, don't you know? Forbes' list of highest-paid CEOs listed John Hammergren of McKesson, a California-based medical supply company, in first place at $131 million, the bulk of which came from cashed-out stock options, with a balance coming from his salary and bonus. Do Americans enjoy good health because of medical supply companies like McKesson? I kind of doubt it. I think America would probably profit a lot more if there was some food that was worth buying at the grocery store. You know, it's one of the frustrations that my wife and I have. There is almost nothing that you can buy in a grocery store that's worth eating. If it isn't GMO'd corn and GMO'd soybean or soybean oil that's in the product, then you've got all of the additives. And you've even got things that lurk under the innocuous label of, what, natural flavors, which we're told could even include such things as, what is that product? MSG. Yeah, MSG. Monosodium glutamate. In second place, Ralph Lauren of Ralph Lauren, retailer of clothing, shoes, jewelry, fragrances, and so forth, $66.7 million. Number three went to Michael Fascitelli of Vornado Realty at $64.4 million. Not one plumber, not one carpenter, not one farmer, not one oil field roustabout steel worker, pipe fitter, or waitress was listed. Where do we put our values? Well, here's our music. Looks like this program is over. I hope this has been of interest to you. I'm Bruce G. McCarthy, and you've been listening to Datumline. Have a good day.